Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination of the letter of 1 John. We're in the second chapter, and we've looked at the first six verses, but as is our sort of pattern from time to time, let me read those verses to us again, okay? Just to remember, remind ourselves to set the context of what's being said. So verse 1 says this, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And He Himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. By this we know that we have come to know Him, if we keep His commandments. The one who says, 'I have come to know Him,' and does not keep His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, in Him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in Him. The one who says he abides in Him ought himself to walk in the same manner as He walked." So we've covered these first six verses in the previous two episodes, so go back and check those out if you didn't hear them. But the whole idea behind this is that He is showing them, the Spirit is writing through John, and saying, hey, you don't need to sin. I'm writing to you about these things that you may not sin. And the main thing that he's dealing with right now is the evidence that we know that we're really in the Lord, okay? We know that we're in him if we keep his commandments, that we love God, that we walk as the Lord Jesus Christ walked. But then in verse 7, he starts moving into details about that. How does that manifest itself? What does it look like? So verse 7 says this, "Beloved," excuse me, "beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard." So you say, well, what is the old commandments that he's talking about? Is he talking about the old covenant? Is he talking about the old law? Well, when we read the balance of this right here, you're going to see what he's really focusing in. Let me just tell you what it is, and then we'll read it. He's talking about loving one another. Remember, Jesus had told the disciples, "By this the world will know that you are my disciples, by your love for one another." Okay? Remember, I've said it many, many times before. It's not by our correct doctrine. It's not by our good deeds. It's not by our wonderful worship services, our great programs, our great buildings, anything like that. None of that. It's not even by how much we love God. He didn't say that the world will know that you are my disciples by how much you love me. He said the world will know that you are my disciples by your love for one another. That's profound, folks. It really is. So watch what he's saying. I'm writing, and then what I'm writing is not a new commandment, but it's an old one. But in verse 8, he says, "On the other hand, I am writing a new commandment, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining." So he's telling them the true light, and that true light is the Lord Jesus Christ, is already shining, in you. The darkness continues to pass away more and more and more. Now, verse 9, he gets to the crux of the issue. The one who says that he is in the light, okay? In other words, the one that says that he is in the Lord. And I'm reading from the New American Standard this morning, and the word light there is capitalized, okay? It's carrying the idea that the one who says and professes that he is in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who, let me back up here, the one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now. Let's see what the Lexham says. The one who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in the darkness until now. Well, it's the same thing, right? So if you profess to be in the light, if you profess to be in the Lord, to be a believer, and yet you hate your brother, then you are in darkness until now. In other words, you're not in the light. You are not in right relationship with the Lord. Of course, this begs the question that a guy asked Jesus one time, said, well, that's great. Who's my brother? All right. Who's my brother? Then Jesus gave a great parable story in relationship to that. Particularly speaking of those who are true believers, we know that we are brothers one another. So let's just deal with that one right now. If someone professes to be a true believer and you hate them, then you are in darkness. Okay? You are in darkness. Even if we hate those who are unbelievers, we are in darkness. They may not be a brother in the spirit, okay? A brother in the spirit as one who is redeemed. They may not be a portion of the body and the organism of Christ. But we are to love, okay? Because we are the brotherhood of mankind, if for no other reason, right? He says, if you profess to be in the light and you hate your brother, you are in darkness until now. Let me read a couple more verses. Verse 10. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there's no cause for stumbling in him. John uses that word abide and that concept abide a great deal. The great chapter on this in his gospel, John 15, talks about abiding in the vine. We as the branches. We must abide in the Lord. And you know, I've mentioned it several times before again, that's sort of a definition in my mind of what sin is in the life of the believer. Sin in the life of the believer is stepping outside of the abiding of the Lord. Okay, stepping outside of that, not remaining in the Lord. If we abide in the Lord, we will not sin. It says right here, the one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there's no cause for stumbling in him. So rather than us hating the brother, what are we to do? We're to love the brother. And it's in loving that brother that we continue to abide in the Lord. If you say that you are in the light, if you say you're abiding in the light, and yet you hate your brother, you're in darkness, and you're stumbling. He actually builds upon that, verse 11. But the one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. So if you profess to be in the Lord, if you profess to be of the Lord, if you profess to be in the light, if you profess to be abiding in the light, and yet you hate somebody. Now, I'm not talking about hating the action, hating the deed, being irritated with somebody. You know, I understand that. Okay, we know what we're talking about, but we're talking about a different thing here. If you hate your brother, then you are in darkness. You're walking in darkness. You're not knowing where you're going because of the darkness, and that darkness has blinded your eyes. It's not that you are in darkness because your eyes are blinded. No, your eyes are blinded because you are in darkness. There's a lot of people like this, folks. There's a lot of people, religious people, okay, religious people. I've encountered and experienced many of them through the years, okay? Religious people who will claim to be of the light, who will claim to be abiding in the Lord, who will claim to be of God, and yet they are consumed with darkness. They control it to a degree, and they may look great and wonderful, but all you have to do is just sort of hang around them a few moments, and you find out that no, they are not in the light. They are in the darkness. So what needs to happen? They need to be brought into the light. They need to be saved. And sometimes that's hard, particularly with the religious, because they think they're already all right with God. But the Lord is the one who convicts. And the convicting power of the Holy Spirit can do marvelous things to those who will seek Him, right? Well, time's up. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you again. I'll see you later.